Sunday morning greetings from Ivy Hoops Online. The major surprise in Ivy League action on Saturday was the victory of the Princeton Tiger women over the Columbia Lions. If the win itself was not entirely a surprise, the 74-56 margin of victory clearly was. The largest crowd in the history of Columbia women's basketball gathered to see what was anticipated to be the game of the year. The Tigers arrived to seek revenge for their overtime loss at home to the Lions last month. Columbia, somewhat drained from that emotional overtime win in Jadwin, lost to Penn the next evening. Since then, neither team has suffered a defeat. The teams entered the contest with first place at stake. The Lions were 6-1, and the Tigers 5-2. As everyone knows, the key to the Tigers' success is defense. While the offense has struggled at times this season, the defense has been a constant, as it usually is for teams coached by Carla Berube. Yesterday at Columbia would be no different. By the way, Julia Cunningham, the Tiger senior and, shall we say, face of the franchise during her 4 years, came into the game needing just 12 points to join 26 other Tigers in the 1,000-point club. Her 15 points got her to the coveted spot. The Tigers played at Ithaca on Friday before a four-hour bus ride prior to the game in Manhattan. Often, the team making that trip comes out a little sluggish on Saturday. Princeton very early let the Lions know they were anything but sluggish. The Tiger defense stifled the Lions in the opening quarter, holding the usually dynamic offense to just 11 points. Columbia entered the game with an average output of 82. Princeton grabbed the early lead at 10-3. Columbia closed to within one at 12-11. But the Tigers ran off nine straight, including a Madison St. Rose three, the rookie's first score of the game, to close out the first quarter. The Tigers were up 21-11 at that point. A major boost to the Tigers in the first quarter was their ability to get to the free throw line, which they did eight times, and they knocked them all down. The Tigers kept up the defensive pressure in the second period, limiting the home club to just 10 points. On offense, the Tigers were getting scoring from several different players. By halftime, the lead was up to 15, 36-21. Columbia shot the ball at a 21% rate in the second quarter. Ellie Mitchell was there for the Tigers to grab a lot of those misses. The league's leading rebounder gathered 17 on the afternoon, more than the top two rebounders for Columbia, Caitlin Davis and Abby Hsu, combined. Princeton kept up the pressure in the opening minutes of the third quarter, running its lead to 21. Columbia then mounted its only real challenge with a 15-4 run to cut the lead to 10. Caitlin Chen stopped that surge with a quarter-ending hoop, getting the lead back to 12, 50-38. Columbia then failed to mount another challenge as Princeton stunned the home team in the last quarter, 24-18. These teams have now faced each other twice, each winning on the other's home court. The difference between the two games was not the Tigers' defense. They held the Lions to just 53 points in regulation in the first meeting, almost 30 below their scoring average at that time. The difference yesterday was the Tiger offense, which accounted for 74 points. Four Tiger starters reached double figures, led by Chen's 16, Cunningham's historic 15, St. Rose's 14, giving her 32 for the weekend, and Grace Stone's 13. Ellie Mitchell finished 1 point shy of a double-double with 9 points. Four Lions reached double figures, as they usually do, but none had more than 13. Their two leading candidates for all Ivy honors, Caitlin Davis and Abby Hsu, scored 12 and 10, far below their season averages. It is now highly likely that these teams will meet for a third time, with the Ivy League Tournament Championship and a bid to the NCAA Tournament at stake. On the men's side, the biggest development was Harvard getting swept on the weekend. With six losses, the Crimson's tournament fate is no longer in its own hands. Princeton and Yale have separated themselves at the top of the standings. Cornell's two losses dropped the Big Red to 5-4, tied with Brown and Penn. It looks like those three teams will battle for two places. We wish you all a good day, and thank you so much for listening to Ivy Hoops Online. This is George Clark.